will turn with me to the Acts of the Apostles, the 27th chapter, and I'll read verses 20 through 25 for your consideration. The 27th chapter of the book of Acts. Beginning at verse 20, the Bible reads, "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there should be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God have given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be as it was told me. Saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God have given thee all them that sail with thee." Supporting scripture coming from Isaiah 41 and 10 that you've already heard in your hearing. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. There's no fear when God is near. There's no fear when God is near.
Y'all about to be a hard act to follow this morning. Woo! If I wasn't so happy that I was able to move my feet one more time, I'd be mad because I'm almost too tired to preach right now. It's been a long, long time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. I thank God for people that come to church to have church. You didn't come to look at me. You didn't come to worry about who's here or not here. I believe there's a spirit in here that somebody came in here to lift up the name of Jesus. But where are all the praises at in the house? How many of you came to give God some hallelujah praise? How many of you are glad that God brought you through another week? Everything is all right now. Anybody want to tell God thank you? Anybody want to give God glory? Anybody want to tell God yes this morning? Somebody ought to give him praise. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I heard y'all had a good time at choir rehearsal, and it was just like church, and that's the way it ought to be. Because when you sing the glory of God, it doesn't matter whether we are here or not, you better give God the glory, give him the honor, give God the praise. Did somebody come to praise him this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. If your neighbor don't want to praise him, don't worry about your neighbor, because your neighbor didn't get you up this morning. How many know you got up all by yourself because of the power of a mighty God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, my soul cries out, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord this morning. For he is truly worthy And if there ever was a time that we ought to praise him, it's right now. Hallelujah. I come this morning by the goodness and mercy of a good God. God that has blessed us once again to come into this household of faith. Let us be ever so careful to give God thanks and praise for just allowing us another opportunity to worship and praise his holy name. For God is a holy God. God is a good God. He is an omnipresent God, one that is forever watching over us. The Bible teaches us that he is also a jealous God. A God that said that we should have no other gods before him. Materialistically or imaginary, we got to understand that it's because of him that we have our very being. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. It's in him we live and move. And it's because of him that we have a beginning and we have an end. And he is the beginning. He is the end. And he is everything that is in between. It's been said that he has all power in his hands. There's nothing too hard for the Lord to do. Then we find in the word of God that with God, all things are possible. So it doesn't matter what one might be going through. If you believe in the word of God, if you believe that God has all power, then if you walk by faith and not by sight, then you know that God is a God that always keeps his promises. He has promised never to leave us, promised never to forsake us. And then God says in his word that even in the times of trouble, that he'll hide us in his mighty pavilion. So we got a hiding place this morning. The Bible said that the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, but there's still a hiding place because we can hide in the comfort of the arms of Jesus. Why are we able to do that? Because he allowed his Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, to stay here and to comfort us and to keep us and to be that mediator and to be that intercessor to help us get the message across. You see, we got to talk to God. We got to tell God what we want. We got to understand that even though he knows everything, he gave us a mind and a mouth and an opportunity to have the desire that we, if we want it, we ought to ask for it. When we ask for it, then we ought to believe that it can be achieved. We ought to know that there's nothing that we ask God that is in his will that will not happen. And we got to know that there comes a time that as long as we're in the hands of God, we know that no man is able to pluck us out. We should have no fear this morning whatsoever man could do to us, because the way that God is, God takes care of his own. The best thing for us to do is to have fear of the Almighty God. We've got to understand this morning that even in all of our lives, it doesn't matter this morning that you're saved or sanctified or you're a member of somebody's church or you got a whole lot of good accolades or the things that you do and you do for other folk. But that doesn't matter very much. It's what's down on the inside. And then you got to understand that even though you might do all those things, it does not exempt you from going through trials, tribulations, trouble, and heartache. That there are still times when heartaches are going to come, pains are going to come, people are going to stretch you out to the point of where sometimes you find yourself worrying and having an uneasy spirit. Anybody in here ever get a little worried? Anybody ever get a little overly concerned? You know, they tell us, and we hear it a lot of time, that if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. But that's a lot easier said than done. Because once you start praying and talking to God, if he don't come when you think he ought to come, then the enemy began to feed your mind with a little bit of doubt. And that doubt would begin to make you think that he's not going to come. Or that doubt would make you think that you've done something that's going to keep him from coming. But if you're a believer and you know about the repenting to God, then you know that God is a forgiving God. Don't allow the enemy to cloud your mind and to block your understanding to make you think that you've done something so bad that God will not forgive you. You see, that's what the enemy is doing right now. He's got a whole lot of folks. He got their eyes are blinded and their minds are blocked because they think that because I fell out of the will of God, God will not hear my humble cry. But I beg to differ this morning. I believe that God has a listening ear to all of us that know that we can't make this journey all by ourselves. That somebody know that there are times when I got to call on the name of a mighty God. There are times when I feel like that things are just going to happen. And you ever get that uneasy feeling? Sometimes when you get up and it seems like everything is all right, but on the inside there's something just nagging at you. That there's something that makes you feel like something either going to happen or something has already happened. Something just is not right. And when you began to get that feeling of anxiety, you began to talk to God if you know him. See, if you don't know God, you start calling folk. Somebody, I had a dream, and can you tell me what this dream all about? You got to understand that there's something that man can't tell you. You got to wait for the Spirit of God to reveal it to you. I don't care who you are and how close you are to God. God gave all of us many different gifts, but he gave nobody every gift. So you got to understand and search out where is your gift and what is it that God would have you to do. And then you got to understand we are talking this morning about fear. The Bible teaches us, Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So now, the fear of the Lord, these are words to help us understand the importance of knowing and understanding who God is and know the awesome power of God. It is he that we should be in awe of. And this is not a fear that I'm afraid of him, but this is a fear that should be in reverence and respect and in obedience to who he is and what he's capable of doing. Knowing that he is the one this morning that can do anything that needs to be done. He is the one that is control of our total body, mind, and soul. It is God, and no matter what it is, he can handle it. There's nothing that you are going through that God cannot handle. But now there are times where in your human mind that you just can't conceive in your mind that God is going to bring you through what you're going through. There are times when your body is in so much pain and you really don't know exactly what's going on. So you begin to doubt and wonder, Lord, where are you? When are you going to touch this body of mine? Am I always going to be in this condition? Am I going to get worse or am I going to get better? But you got to have a mind to trust and believe that the God you serve know what you're going through. And a lot of us have said and heard it said that the Lord won't put no more on you than that you can bear. And how many of you know that God has a way of releasing? God has a way of delivering you. God has a way of just when you get ready to throw your hands up in despair, God has a way of stepping in and giving you a good day. Let you know that I haven't left you. I'm still right here. It's going to get better after a while. So we got to know that we serve a God that is right there by our side. All the believers ought to know that if we have fear of God, it's the fear of respect. Now let us look at another definition of fear. An unpleasant feeling of anxiety, an agitation or apprehension caused by the presence of danger, evil, pain, dread, or fright. Deep concern, causing one to worry of the threat of bad news or of consequences. And then we already heard the other definition, to feel reverence and respect for something or someone. But now, this morning, let us deal with fear, that unpleasant feeling of anxiety. All of us, at some point in your life, have experienced the emotion of fear. There are those of us that we're afraid to be in the house all by ourselves. There are those of us that are afraid of the dark. We got lights on all night long. And it's not always the children. There's some grown folk. And don't use the excuse, I just need to see how to get around if I get up at night. You want to see and make sure ain't nobody in there but you. Fear makes you lose your appetite. Fear will make you get into a position where you cannot sleep at night. Anybody ever been so full of anxiety to where you just toss and turn and just seem like your heart just pumping faster than it ought to pump, and you have a very uneasy feeling, and you start talking to God, Lord, if I could just close my eyes, if I could just get just a little bit of sleep, Lord, I'll feel a little bit better. But it seems like the more you talk to God, the more you turn, the more you scratch your head, and all of a sudden it seems like before you know it, it's daybreak. And in the midst of your anxiety, God has came in and soothed that situation for the moment, and you drifted off to sleep and didn't even realize that you had went to sleep until you woke back up. But sometimes we are afraid even to come outside of our houses. There's something about having fear. Fear is something that will mess you up. It has the power this morning to make you be afraid to do anything and allow anybody to get close to you. There are times when we look at the Word of God and when we see in the Word of God where it says the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge of God. You got to know God to be the God who He really is. And then you got to know that when we come to be believers in God, we got to understand that He wants us to have an understanding. Out of all of you getting, get an understanding. But then the Word of God says that we also have to accept instruction. See, some of us don't want to be told anything. Some of us want on our own mind. We want to do what we want to do. Don't nobody say nothing to me because I can do what I want to do and you don't tell me what to do. Anybody ever heard that? Anybody ever looked you right in your eyes and say, who you think you talking to? Anybody ever told you, you don't tell me what to do. You not my mama. You not my daddy. Come on now, I know somebody done gave you some instructions that you didn't want to hear. But there are those of us that when somebody try to give us some concrete instruction and guidance, we put a deaf ear up to them and we act like we're hearing them, but we turn our back on them. We say, I don't care what you got to say. I'm going to do what I want to do. And how many of you know that you can't listen to everybody, but you ought to be able to listen to somebody sometime? The problem with man is that we are more concerned with people and what they think or what they say instead of being mindful of what the Lord God says. Because He is the one that made us. He is the one that got the power over our soul as well as over our bodies. We got to fear Him that is able to do something about where we are and where we are trying to get to. We got to know that He loves us wherever we are. See, sometimes we're trying to get ourselves fixed so that God would be pleased with us. But God loves you as a sinner. God loves you exactly where you are. All He wants you to do is repent and come to Him in faith. And then all of those other things will be washed away. And all you got to do is trust the power of a mighty God. God will bless all and any of those that trust and love Him. Because when God loves you, He makes provisions for you. When God loves you, He'll do what nobody else can do for you. Now, you got to understand that there are times when other folk may not understand who God really is. But as long as you know who God is to you, then you ought to have some hope this morning. Now, Paul says, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why do we yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience, we await on it. So there are some things that I'm waiting on God to do. And I got to know that God's Spirit is an indwelling intercessor. For the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought. So there are times when you don't even know what you ought to pray about. We just got to open up our mouths and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, whatever I need or whatever you see that is out of your will, Lord, I need you to do it. But the Spirit will make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In other words, sometimes when you moan and when you groan, folk may not understand what you're saying. You get so sick and you hurt so bad in your body sometimes that you start moaning. But I know that one thing about that moaning, God understands what you're going through. I used to hear my aunt all night long. Just, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And I didn't know the pain that she was in. But when you're in pain, you will cry out to the power of a mighty God. When you're in pain, you might not even be able to put it in proper words. But if you can just say, oh, Lord, you say, oh, I'm just hurting here. I'm hurting. Anybody ever had to call out on God and couldn't say no words? Anybody in here that came to reality, that old song that said, if I can't say a word, I wave my hand, because you were just too weak or didn't feel like talking out loud or verbally, but you start talking to God in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit and say, Lord, I know you know what I'm going through. And I want to let you know that Paul lets us know that when God loves you, all you got to do is just wait on God. When God loves you, he'll make a way out of no way. For the Bible say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whoever he called, he justified. That he justified, he glorified. And then the Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against us? As long as I know I got the Lord on my side, I know everything is going to be all right. I know that I got to trust the power of a mighty God. Don't you know we are no better than the children of Israel? The children of Israel always said that they love God. But every time you turn around, they fell short one way or another. Anybody in here that's been on the Holy Ghost road, been on your Christian journey, and found that you fell short along the way? Anybody in here do know that you don't dot every I, cross every T, treat everybody right? Now, every now and again, you might say, I love everybody. But how many of us have told that lie? We say that we love everybody, but we don't act like we love everybody. We got to understand that everything that come out your mouth, you got to give an account of. So if you don't love them, you just don't love them. But the Bible says you got to love one another, and he has loved us. Anybody in here know the love of Jesus? Anybody worried about what man gonna do? I found out that everybody that say they love you don't love you. Everybody smile in your face don't love you. Everybody got their arms extended, you better watch how they hug you. They might hug you and stab you in your back. They might just get close enough to get their hands around your neck. But I want to let you know this morning that I'm not a worried about nobody, because I serve a mighty God that was able to forgive the Israelites. For he let them know that I'll still be right there by your side. For he told in the book of Isaiah, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Anybody ever have any fear? Any fear ever get in your life and you know that you need somebody to come to your rescue? Then I want to let you know that the greatest thing that you can have is the power of a mighty God, a God that will be right there. I'm going to move right along this morning because I got something else I got to do today. But I just stopped by to tell Falls Chapel that there's a time that you got to serve God. You got to know God from the inside out. You got to know that God is always somewhere standing right by your side. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's no fear this morning when God is near. You got to know that the Lord will be there when everybody else turns their back. And I just stopped by to tell you a little story about a man by the name of Paul. Paul was a man that loved God. Paul was that same man that we talked about last week, that saw the light on the Damascus road. And after he saw the light, he began to declare the word of God. He preached the good news everywhere that he went. But Paul found out that everybody didn't like Jesus. Everybody didn't like to hear the good news. For many times he was put in prison. He was in a whole lot of situations where folk just didn't like him. Anybody read the story that Paul even got beat on many occasions because of the Lord that he served? Is there anybody in the house this morning is willing to go through trouble and danger? Anybody that will say, Lord, I'll take whatever I gotta take. If they scandalize my name, I'll still stand and say, the Lord is good. If they say I don't have nothing, anybody ever talked against your spirituality? Say that what you have is not real. Maybe they called you a hypocrite, but I want to let you know they don't know who you are, because you're still a child of the King. The Lord, my God, can work on you. And I want to let you know we got to learn how to listen to what the Lord say. Every now and again, God will send you a message, not by God himself, but through a messenger. And you got to learn how to hear what thus said the Lord. A lot of times you don't want to hear what nobody else got to say. But now look at this man by the name of Paul. Paul was in prison and he was on his way to Rome. They put him on one ship and put him on another ship. Say, everything is going to be all right. But Paul looked at the situation. Paul had an inside track with God. And the Lord God knew that Paul knew that everything wasn't going to work out right. So the Bible said that Paul said unto them, sir, I perceive that this voyage will be of much hurt and much danger. The only thing that we got to do is stay on the ship. But I want to let you know this morning that there's somebody that thinks that they know everything. Somebody not going to listen to what the Lord says. Somebody not going to listen to the servant of God. You got your own mind made up. So they say, get on the ship and let's move on board. As they begin to go across the water on their way to Rome, the Bible say that a big old storm began to rise. And not out long after that, a temperate wind began to rise. The storm began to get up. The rain began to fall. The wind began to blow. They were running down under the ship. And everybody began to be a little fearful. Everybody began to say there's lightning on every side. Everybody began to get a little fear down on the inside. The Bible said the sun or the moon even shined for many days. It had been so bad that they were reeling and a rocking. For many days they didn't have anything to eat. It wasn't because they didn't want to eat, but they didn't have time to eat. They were praying and working for their lives. They were wondering, is everything going to be all right? They realized they hadn't seen the moon. I hadn't seen the stars. I don't know where we are. If I was able to see the stars, I'd know exactly what direction I was in. But I hadn't seen the stars in three long nights. So I don't know where I am right now. But one thing I do know, I'm out here on the open sea. The wind is raging and the storm is roaring. And I want to let you know that I'm scared right now. Anybody scared of the storm? We got some folk in the house this morning that when God get ready, what mama used to say, do his work. Everybody needs to sit down and be quiet. When the thunder began to roll and the lightning began to flash, anybody in here scared of the storm? There's some folk that are scared of the thunder. Grown folks scared of the lightning. Get in a corner somewhere and shut up your mouth. But I want to let you know that I'm not afraid of every storm. Because the one that makes the storm, he will bring peace. He's able to calm down the storm. But now let us look here at these folks. They're out here on the storm. They're raging in the sea. And then look at what Paul said. Paul said, now in other words, he said, I told you, if you wouldn't have come out here, then we wouldn't be about to lose our life. But you want to do things your own way. But I want to let you know that it's still going to be all right. Because an angel of my God stopped by last night. And he talked and whispered in my ear that everything is going to be all right. Because Paul, you got a journey. And I got something that you got to do. So you're going to get where I need you to get. I don't care what happened. Everybody that is on the ship, they belong to you now. And if they hear what you got to say, if they stay on board, everything is going to be all right. So I just stop by to tell somebody that when your storm of life began to rage, don't jump ship because you got a little bit of doubt. Don't jump ship because everything is not going smooth. But you better hang in there. You better learn how to ride the wave. Anybody know how to ride the wave? Every now and again, you might get seasick, but just stay on board. And you gotta hold on and ride away. Don't let nobody pull you away from the ship. Cause if I stay on the ship, I know everything is gonna be all right. I'm not afraid cause the Lord is right by my side. There's no fear when God is near. I remember when I was a little boy, there was a cartoon called Underdog. When Underdog came, there's no fear when Underdog is here. But I'm not talking about Underdog. I'm talking about the Lord my God. There's no fear when God is near. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't care how many storms broke. As long as God is by your side, everything is going to be all right. There's no need for you to have fear when you know that you serve a God that has promised that I'm not that far away. I'm right here. All you got to do is just reach out, cry out, and believe that I'm here. There is no fear when you know that God is near. Because with God, He is able to just speak a word. And He can rebuke the wind. And He can say, peace, be still. And the very sea will calm down. But on this occasion, He just wanted them to know, I'm going to let you go through the whole storm if you be obedient and do what I say do. You know, if you read that story, it got so hectic. They threw everything else overboard, trying to make sure that everything would just sort of settle down. But one thing about it, they heard what Paul said that time. But Paul said, if you just stay on board, there will be no hurt or harm to come to your life. So God is telling me to tell you this morning that whatever it is in life that you are dealing with, storms are going to come. And sometimes the winds are going to blow so hard to where fear is going to come. We get a taste. And every year, it gets closer and closer. We're going to have a real storm here one of these days. And even those of us that love God, we're going to be scared. I bet you'll get in a hole somewhere and be still. Start talking to God. Say, Lord, pass it by me. But think about all of our brothers and sisters that have died in the storm. All over the world. We love the water. But I don't like to be close to the water when the storm comes. There's power in what God has made. Any of you that ever been close to any body of water, you know there is nothing to play with. Look at that water like God. He's nothing to play with. There's going to come fear in your life. But don't let fear keep you from being all you can be. Because the one way to override fear is to accept Him. And He will give you the courage to step out of your comfort zone and say, Lord, here am I. Just like that little boy that sent the letter. He said, thank you for the gifts, but I don't necessarily want to hand out whatever I can do. Let me do it to give back. And that reminds me when David says, Lord, what shall I render unto you? And get this, for all of your benefits toward me, it's personal. What will you give back to God for what He has done for you? I'm with the women. But you got to want to give it back. He's been too good. He's brought us too far. And sometimes when we have been weak, God knows He made us strong. And we want to sit down on Him. Like He owes us something. As you stand to your feet, it's time to step out on faith.